This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
And now we're going to shift gear and focus on Joy, the studio, the station, with Chris Date.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. Chris is our program director. Is that your title, Chris?
Yeah, program director. And I think there's been an addition to that. It's program director extraordinaire.
Oh, really? Here he is with his Paul Smith striped t-shirt and
being very
tattoos
modest.
Everywhere. And your beard's grown again.
It's come back. Yeah, which is good.
So, Chris, you've come all the way from WA.
Yeah.
To join us.
Not this morning.
To join Joy.
Why? Why'd you do that? Why'd you come to Joy?
Basically, because I was living in the Central Desert for about 15, 16 months, and I needed to get out. Yeah. I was locked in the desert. It was very isolated and remote.
So it's not because you actually love us or anything like that.
It also is because when I'm working in the media landscape as an openly gay man, it is genuinely difficult outside of Joy to be on air, particularly in regional areas where, gender roles are very set. It is very difficult to be openly gay, talk about your life, talk about your feelings, your thoughts, your grinder experiences. It doesn't go down too well. So I genuinely was happy to get a job where I was able just to be me on air.
Isn't that funny? You're in the desert and yet you feel claustrophobic. That is a great image.
Do you know what?
Because it's all actually not about out there. It's about in here.
Well, to be honest, working in the desert was to get out of regional radio. So when I'm talking about regional, that was actually remote radio. So when I'm talking about regional radio, I'm talking about regional hubs. I was working in Bourke and I was very much told, do not be gay on air. You're not allowed to be gay on air.
Really? You're told not to be gay?
That is bad.
A directive from the station manager.
Oh my
And fortunately,
goodness.
My directives are the
How did
opposite,
you hide it, by the way?
I didn't. That's why I didn't last. But yeah, it's great that I'm in a job where I'm like, be more gay on air.
Yeah, that's right.
So Chris, tell us about your role here at Joy. What does being program director mean?
It's kind of just like, it's like being the daddy to,
Stop role playing.
We'll stop right there. It's like being the caretaker, the shepherd for
Yes, he still does have a beard.
Yeah.
224.
Yeah, the beard's come back. Wasn't there for a while. It's kind of like just being, the shepherd for 250 active on-air volunteers across 75 shows, working with those shows, making sure that we provide a diverse voice for the LGBTI community. And so lots of meetings, lots of direction, lots of emails. It can be a boring and a very exciting job at the same time.
So, okay. So,
are the listeners demanding? I mean, when you say a lot of emails, is there a lot of feedback from the audience? Look, why don't you have a program on, Vietnamese cooking or something like that?
I've never received that particular email,
sort of like, I want to hear more about this. I want to, balance up your program offerings, suggestions.
No. Emails are more from the announcers.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
From the announcers. Just demanding your time, your attention, answers to questions.
A little bit.
Okay. What's the most creative request that you've had?
The most creative request that I've had? That's really putting me on the spot.
Okay, the most difficult.
The most different. No, I'm not going to go there.
Okay, most creative.
Most creative. Well, I don't know. I can't even think. I ran to get here. I'm out of breath. I'm disheveled. I can't even get there. I can't get an answer for your question.
224, the beard looks really scruffy this morning.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's coming back in with vigor.
Okay, so your most recent and spectacular challenge has been Radiothon.
Mm.
So Radiothon is a series of constant announcements reminding our listeners to sign up, donate, be part of the Joy family.
Because we're on air. We don't run on
Thanks,
air.
Macca.
We should adopt that slogan. Radiothon is going. We're in our last throes of Radiothon. We're literally 7 days left. Today marks 1 week left of Radiothon. And then after that, for a little break, you'll have a little break. You won't hear about memberships and donations for a while. But it is very important. And this year we were able to deliver the most successful Hour of Power in history, the decade-long history of Hour of Powers, by a significant amount. We're currently looking at... this being one of the most successful radio... Now, Ian might be able to help me. We've brought the treasurer in.
Yes. Oh, hello, Treasurer Greystone.
Good morning, Treasurer.
I'm a creative. Oh, good morning, everyone.
I'm not into facts and figures. I sometimes get things wrong. But Ian, if I'm right, are we edging towards the most successful radiothon ever?
I think we've already kind of hit the best, but we want to go beyond that.
We do want to go beyond that.
We're still a bit...
So is there going to be a sort of an announcement or a sort of a celebration around hitting the best?
Well, I think we got 250 last year, so the target this year was 300,000.
So,
and where are we at?
We're just over 250. So what are we? 253.
253.
And basically right now, this puts us in kind of a break-even position.
Oh, I see. It's up on the screen.
Yeah, it's up on the screen.
I didn't realise. Yeah. That's what those numbers are for.
So break-even's not good enough. We want to do more.
Absolutely. So break-even is not good enough because we really need to have cash in the bank moving forward. So if we, for every dollar that we get from here on in, is additional cash in the bank, which we need to roll over into the next year. So,
Okay, so I'm going to interrupt and just welcome Ricky from Thornbury, who's either signed up or extended his membership. So, Ricky, thank you very much for signing up. And I also have another bit of feedback for you, Chris. Hi, this is 282.
Mm-hmm.
282 says, hi, the beard does look great.
You're right.
In other words, you probably looked really bad without the beard.
Oh, yeah, we could read it that way. Or just that I'm looking pretty spectacular this morning. So the reason it's important, and it's not just about ego, or it's not just about, let's make more money. It's... At Joy, we've turned from basically a grassroots community organization into a bit of a machine. And what we're able to do if we turn into a bigger and better machine is not necessarily just have more money in the bank. It's able to provide more services. It's able to take us to a point where we're taking Joy to the world.
So perhaps this is a question for the treasurer. Where does the money come from, treasurer?
Well, the money comes from a few sources. It comes from memberships, so that's obviously one. We have sponsors and advertising, so we have advertising that comes in from a number of different groups, and we're limited to how much advertising we can actually have on air because we're a community radio station. We also get bequests and donations, so it's kind of a range of areas, each are very important.
And very occasionally some government funding.
And very occasionally some
when you've
government.
Got a good ministry.
Yeah, which we haven't had this year or I think even the year before.
Hang on. You're getting a new building. What more do you want? I mean, how much can you demand from government?
We've got stuff to put in the building.
You got the studios fitted out and now you're getting a new building.
Oh, there's always more to be
done. There's always more. but look, it is all basically run on... volunteers and staff, and it kind of pretty much runs on this. Well, I shouldn't say, but it's runs lean. It's a lean operation. So the donations, the memberships, the sponsorships are really important. So it is, as Chris said, really important to the ongoing continuation of the radio station.
I have another message here. If I can get this thing to work,
it's not Macca again, is it?
No, it's not. It's actually the lovely Eleni and Terry, and the message is, crikey, the treasurer has a sexy voice on radio as well.
As well as me.
No, I don't think that's what they meant, but you might as well take it.
That's how I'll take it.
There's a bit of a mutual appreciation thing happening this morning.
I think
morning.
I'll go home.
Lots of feedback on your beard and the Paul Smith T-shirt, the sexy voice.
But one of the things that's really exciting is that we're now reached a point where with our podcast downloads, we're at 64,000 a month, which is double where we were at last year.
And the most podcast show is SatMag.
Magazine. Yeah, that's exactly right. It's a very well-respected and loved show. And the point of podcasting is we really can take joy to the world. We're one of only three LGBTI radio stations in the world, so we really have an amazing platform to take this message into remote regions, not just in Australia, but across the world. So that is what you're supporting when you're supporting Joy. It's not just, oh, yay, we had a really big radiothon figure. It is literally being a voice for the LGBTI community worldwide.
And it's not just, we should never underestimate the value of Joy to people who are sometimes lonely, isolated, struggling with their own issues, etc. I know many, many people for whom Joy is a lifesaver. Mm. So it's got such an important role, as well as all the wonderful entertainment and the advocacy and all those fantastic things that happen.
And all the chit-chat that we do.
And all the little rubbish.
And that's the main message that we got through. When we ask people, we'd be taking memberships, and one of the things we say is, would you like to leave a message with it? And one of the main things people said is, we love what you do. It's like a friend to us.
Yes, it's a friend. Support. It's a family. Outreach, yeah. It's a support. It's amazing.
And just this very morning, we had a message from Michael, who actually said that he does listen to us, and it's a great way for him to feel connected to our community. Michael, I hope you are enjoying our show. Continue to listen in and continue to provide us with feedback. We love hearing from our listeners. So, what's in store? What's in store next?
It's just getting bigger and better, stronger, increasing our podcast downloads, working on more standalone podcast content. So it's not repurposing what's been on air. It's actually making podcasts for the sake of podcasts.
Oh, I see.
And really focusing in on niche content, which has a massive international market. And that's where we really do get to take Joy to the world. So that's next on the agenda.
Great.
I think. Yeah,
great.
That's exciting.
So Chris and Ian, can you both hang around for the rest of the show, or do you have to rush off?
Oh, I think they've got to go and count the pennies, don't they? Ian's got to get the abacus out and the slide rule and sort out his treasurer roll.
Well, I would have thought Chris had to go and answer some emails possibly.
No. I can stick around. I do have to move my car at some point.
We've also had another membership, Darcy from Sunbury. Darcy, we just love you. Thank you for your membership. It's always good to have you on board.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.